Today we'll be discussing a fascinating halachic shaila, and that is to analyze the obligation, the mitzvah of donating a kidney in halacha. This seems like a pretty random topic, but as we'll see, there are a lot of very, very important halachas that one can learn from it. Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. We're going to split up the shaila into two parts. The first part is the requirement or permissibility of donating a kidney to save another Jew. And then I also want to talk about, once someone does that and they recover, do they have to say Birchas HaGomel after the surgery? So today's discussion will primarily revolve around donating a kidney for a Jewish person, meaning not for a non-Jew. Those halachas might be different. We're going to be focusing on donating a kidney in order to save another Jewish person. And also, we're obviously only going to be discussing a case where you know who you're giving it to, meaning you have someone who's sick and they need a kidney and you're going to give it to them, not just donating a kidney and putting it on the list of transplant, whoever gets it first gets it. Obviously, the common case is someone's sick, a relative is sick, Chas v'shalom, and you want to know whether you're obligated, whether you're allowed to donate a kidney. So that's the discussion we'll deal with right now. So let's begin. The halacha, the pasuk tells us le'samra adam reyecha. Le'samra adam reyecha means that you should not stand by, idly by, while another Jewish person dies. This is the obligation to save a person's life. If someone's choking, and he's on the floor and he's choking, and you know the Heimlich, and you don't save him, so what was the punishment? So you didn't commit murder, because he didn't kill him, right? The food stuck in his mouth killed him. So what you did was, you didn't save him. That's called lo samra adam reyecha. It's an obligation, it's an avera to not save someone when you're able to save them. So therefore, we obviously see from this that there's an obligation that it's very, very important to do whatever you can to save another Jewish person. That makes sense. And that's simple. On the other hand, we also know that there's a concept called Chayecha Kaidim. Chayecha Kaidim, as the Gemara tells us, if two people are in a desert and they only have one cup of water, and whoever drinks the cup of the water will live, and whoever doesn't drink the cup of water will die, and you have the water, you have to drink it. You can't give it to someone else, because there's a concept in halacha called chayecha kaidim, which means that your life takes precedence. As long as there are only three averes, there are three sins that you're not allowed to do, that you have to give up your life for, and that's murder, adultery, and sexual relations. But outside of those three things, a Jew is not allowed to give up his life, even if it means in order to fulfill any mitzvah or to avoid any avera. If a person comes with a gun to your head and he says, either break Shabbos or I'll kill you, you're obligated to break Shabbos. Because your life, chayecha kaidim, is pikuach nefesh. Your life takes precedence over most things. So therefore, although there is a mitzvah to save someone else, and there is a mitzvah to do whatever you can to protect another Jew, you're not allowed to give up your life to save him. Meaning, let's say you have a case where someone, Rachman al-Hassan, this is very relevant many years ago in the Holocaust, if you have someone who is about to die and you want to offer your life instead of him, you're not allowed to do that, even though you're saving a life, because you're not allowed to kill yourself. That's chayecha kaidim, your life takes precedence. Now again, you're not allowed to, you know, that doesn't mean that if someone comes with a gun to your head and says, murder him or I'll kill you, you're not allowed to murder him. That's a different concept. But in general, the halacha is your life takes precedence. So therefore, even though there is a mitzvah to save someone, and there's a mitzvah to do whatever you can to protect someone from death, there are parameters. You're not allowed to give up your own life to save someone. The question that the poskim deal with, and this is the first part of our discussion, are you allowed to put yourself in a suffix sakana, meaning in a dangerous situation, in order to save someone who's in a life-threatening situation? I'll give you an example. It's very, very important that we get these examples well. You have someone who's a woman falls in the ocean and she's drowning. If you don't jump in to save her, she will die, 100%. She is in a life-threatening situation. She does not know how to swim. She will die. You know how to swim, so you could jump in and save her. However, as we all know, when the rapids are very, very bad, it's dangerous for you. There's a 50-50 chance that you'll also die. That woman will 100% die if you don't jump in, but even if you jump in, you also have a chance that you'll die. It's also a dangerous situation. So is a person obligated to enter himself, to place himself in a dangerous situation in order to save someone else from a life-threatening situation. This is very relevant for soldiers. If you have someone who's about to be killed, and the only way to save him is to put yourself in a dangerous, precarious situation, are you allowed? Are you obligated? What's the halacha? How do we perceive this situation? So, this shayla is really dealt with by the Rishonim. The Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph Hilchos Ratzeach quotes the Hagayis Maimonis. The Hagayis Maimonis is one of the Rishonim who says the following. He says the Yerushalmi, the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us, Chayiv Adam Lahachnis Atzma Losafik Sakana Kedei Lahatzel Chaveru Mevadei Sakana. Says the Hagayis Maimonis, it's clear from the Yerushalmi that a person is obligated to place himself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to save someone else from a life-threatening situation. And going back to the case of, let's say, with the ocean, you're obligated to jump in the ocean, even though it's dangerous for you, but as long as there's a chance you'll survive, and that woman who's drowning, she'll 100% die, you have to jump in. Why? Explains the Kesef Mishnah, Rav Yosef Karo. He says, very simple. That woman is for sure going to die. It's a vadai. She's definitely going to die. If you jump in the water, maybe you'll die, but it's a potential. It's a doubt. Therefore, her certainty takes precedence. The fact that she'll certainly die if we don't do anything, that takes precedence, and therefore you're obligated to jump in. When the Pasuk says, L'samna damriach, when the Pasuk says that you have to do whatever you can to save another Jew, it means even putting yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation. Now again, you're not allowed to put yourself in a life, you're not allowed to kill yourself, you're not allowed to put yourself, you know, if someone's shooting at someone, you're not allowed to jump in front of the bullet, but you're allowed to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation. That's the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah, of the Hagayis Maimonis from the Yerushalmi. And there is one issue, though. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't tell us where is this Yerushalmi. He says that it's clear from the Yerushalmi tells us clearly that you're obligated to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to save your friend. Where is this in Yerushalmi? The Kesef Mishnah doesn't say where it is in the Yerushalmi. The Maimonis doesn't say where it is in the Yerushalmi. Where is it in the Yerushalmi? So, the Netziv, in Emek She'ela, the end of Parsha Shalach, he says, I found it where it is in Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi in Meseches Trumais, Perek Ches, Halacha Dalet. The Yerushalmi says the following, Rav Imi Itzid B'Sif Sefse, which means that Rav Imi was captured. He was captured by robbers, and he was in a life-threatening situation, and they were threatening to kill him. So they asked the Rabbanim what to do. So Rav Yoinasan Yevari Chames Pesadina. Rav Yoinasan said, pretty much we have to say goodbye to Rav Imi. This Rav Imi that's captured and he's in a life-threatening situation, there's nothing we could do. And we have to just say goodbye. He said, let's wrap up the dead in the tachrichen, in the shrouds. Meaning, that's it. Rav Imi must die because there's nothing we can do. I can't go save him. It's too dangerous. So we just have to accept the unfortunate passing of Rav Imi. Becomes Rish Lakish. Rishim ben Lakish says, Ada'ana akotel anam iskatel. Rish Lakish says, you know what? I'm going in to save him. And he says, I'm either going to kill the people to kill the captors, or I'm going to get killed. This Rav Imi was captured by bad people, by bad guys, and Rish Lakish said, you guys can sit back all you want, I'm diving in, and either I'll kill the bad guys, or they're going to kill me. But some way, I'm not going to just let this situation resolve on its own, I'm going in. So says the Hagayis Maimonis, this is beautiful, that's the source. Think about what happened. Rish Lakish, Rav Imi was about to die. Rav Imi was in a life-threatening situation, he was for sure going to die if no one jumped in to save him. Rish Lakish said, not only is it permitted, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to put myself in a dangerous situation. As he said, either I'll die or they'll die, but someone's going to die. He said, I'm willing to put myself in a dangerous situation in order to save Rav Imi. So this is the source of the opinion of the Hagayis Maimonis. Okay. So, that seems to be pretty simple. This is also brought down by the Tiferes Yisrael and Mishnayis in Peya, Perek Aleph, Sivkat, and Hay. However, that's the opinion of the Hagayis Maimonis. The Hagayis Maimonis says that you're obligated to put yourself in a dangerous situation in order to save your friend. However, the Sma in Chesh Mishpat, Simin Tav Chaf Vav, notices that the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, right, the foundation of all halacha, which is the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, None of them mention this halacha. This is a pretty big halacha. This is pretty important to know, that a person, that a Jewish person is obligated to put himself in a dangerous situation in order to save another Jew. That's a big deal. That's l'chora something that the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah should mention. Yet, if you go through Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, it's not there. It's nowhere to be found. So what's going on? So says this man, you know why? Because we don't paskin that way. And how do I know we don't paskin that way? Because the great foundation of halacha, when the Shulchan Aruch wrote his Shulchan Aruch, he based it on the three leading poskim of the generation, which were the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. The Rush, the Rif, and the Rambam, those are the three cornerstones of halacha, and all of them also omit this. So says the Sma, clearly, if all the foundation of halacha, if everyone omits this halacha, then clearly we don't paskin this way. And clearly we paskin that one is not obligated to put himself in a dangerous situation in order to save his friend. Really, Rabbeinu Yonah in Isser Veheter, Klal Nun Test in Lamed Ches, also writes this pretty flat out. He says, Loi Matzinu Chilik Bein Sakana L'Misa V'Adayis, that we don't find such a concept that you're obligated to put yourself in a dangerous situation in order to save your friend. So therefore, just to summarize what we have till now, the Gais Maimonides, based on Yerushalmi, says that a Jew is obligated to put himself in a dangerous situation in order to save his friend. However, the Sma noticed that the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Rush, the Rif, the Rambam, these five leading foundations, cornerstones of halacha, all omit this halacha. So if it's all omitted, clearly we don't pass in this way. The Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Agudas Ezeiv, and this is also a big discussion amongst the Tzitzliezer and Chiluk Tesim and Memhei and the Aruch HaShulchan, Sefgat and Dalet, that the Agudas Ezeiv explains that the reason why all these five poskim feel, they don't pass like the Gais Maimonides, they don't pass like that Yerushalmi, they don't rule like the Yerushalmi, they feel that you're not obligated to put yourself in a dangerous situation, even though the Yerushalmi says specifically that Reish Lakish did. They said it must be that the Gemara in Bavli disagrees, meaning, although the Yerushalmi explicitly states that Reish Lakish put himself in a dangerous situation in order to save his friend, however, it must be that if no other posik brings it down, it must be that our Gemara, our Talmud Bavli, our Babylonian Talmud, must disagree with the Talmud Yerushalmi. It must be that the Talmud Bavli disagrees. Now where? That's already gets a little tricky. The Agudas Ezeiv brings a couple attempts as to try to pinpoint where in Shas, where in our Gemara does it kind of imply that one is not obligated to put himself in a dangerous situation in order to save his friend. But that's the discussion. It's just Eliezer goes through each one. But it says that Agudas Ezeiv, it must be that if no Rishon brings it down, and the Shulchan Aruch omits it, and the Ramah disagrees, and no one brings down this halacha, it must be, even though it's clearly Yerushalmi, how could everyone just disagree with Yerushalmi? The answer must be that the Talmud Bavli, our Gemara, somewhere, must not agree with the Yerushalmi, and therefore we're going with our Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, actually deals with this halacha in Simen Shin Chav Tes Sifkat and Yud Tes. He says, Milkomakim, Im Yesh Sakana Lahamatzil Einai Mechori V'Hatzilam. If it's dangerous at all, you are not obligated to put yourself in a dangerous situation to save your friend, T'chayev Kaidim L'chayech Averi, because your life takes precedence over someone else. V'afilu Sofik Sakana Nami Adif Sveiko Dida Mevadi D'chaveri. And even if it's a potential dangerous situation, meaning that someone is drowning, and if you jump in the water, you're not 100% going to die, but there's a good chance that you'll get in a life-threatening situation yourself, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not obligated to put yourself in that situation because your life takes precedence. Even though, you know, that person will certainly die if you don't intercede, and it's just the potential that you'll die, that potential is enough to tell us that you're not obligated. Says the Mishnah Berurah, though, that you have to obviously take this into account, and each case must be dealt with in its own situation. Ramosha Feinstein's Atzal and Shuvas Igris Moshe Yerdei Chilik Beis and Mekufay and Dalid Anaf Dalid writes one line to summarize this entire discussion. Gam Kol HaPoskim LePosku KiYerushalmi KeDekasav Asma. As the Sma pointed out, all the poskim disagree with the Yerushalmi. So, just to summarize, because there's a lot of stuff going on, I just want to clearly discuss where we're going. You're obviously obligated to save your friend. There's a concept called Leisamar Adam Reecha. You're obligated to do whatever you can to save another Jew who's in a dangerous situation. However, you're not obligated to put yourself in a life-threatening situation to save someone else, because Chayecha Kolim, your life has precedence. And there's a machlokes between the Agoyis Maimonis and everyone else whether you're obligated to put yourself in a suffix sakana, in a potentially dangerous situation. Meaning, as I said before, probably a good example would be, I don't know how it works nowadays with the army. I don't know if they're basing it on our halacha or there's sort of army rules, but from a halachic perspective, you have a corpsman in the army, which is, let's say, during World War II, they were in charge, or any army, they're in charge of wrapping and caring for wounded soldiers on the front lines. So you have a soldier who is shot, and he's on the front line, and he's going to die, for sure. Is another soldier obligated to go get him? Meaning, putting yourself in a potentially dangerous situation. Now, it's not 100% dangerous. Let's say it's not 100% dangerous. It's not 100% sure that you'll die. But it's a pretty dangerous situation. Are you obligated to put yourself in a suffix sakana, in a somewhat dangerous situation, in order to save your friends? So it seems to be a machlokas. The Yerushalmi says, yes, you're obligated to. And that's the opinion of the Geis Maimonides. And everyone disagrees. And everyone else says you're not obligated to. Now, the next thing we have to discuss, let's assume for a fair assessment that we paskin that you're not obligated. You're not obligated to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to save your friend. Let's assume that that's the halacha, because that's the most poskim go with that. What does that mean? It means I'm not obligated, but could I? Meaning, according to, let's say, the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not obligated to put myself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to save my friend. But am I allowed to? Or does it mean I'm not allowed to? Because I'm not obligated, maybe I'm not allowed to. So this seems to be a debate. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked this shaila. And let me explain where this shaila is coming from. The halacha is, as I said before, you're not allowed to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to fulfill a mitzvah. If someone comes and says, you have to do something extremely dangerous in order to wear tzitzis, you're not obligated to do that. The only three averas, the only three things in the Torah, the only three sins that you have to avoid at giving, even if it means giving up your own life, is murder, idolatry, and sexual relations. That's it. Again, there are other circumstances, but those are the major three. So over here, this is a dangerous situation. The Shulchan Aruch says, I am not obligated to put myself in a dangerous situation. Am I allowed to? So what would be the reason to do this? In order to avoid the prohibition of Losamna Damriecha, right? I want to save this Jewish person's life. If I don't save his life, I'll be transgressing the prohibition of Losamna Damriecha. I'll be not adhering to the Torah when it says, save your friend. So therefore, if I'm not obligated, L'chora, I'm not allowed to. The same way I'm not allowed to put myself in a dangerous situation in order to wear tzitzis, l'chora, I shouldn't be allowed to put myself in a dangerous situation in order to save someone else. Because it's the same thing. It's all a matter of listening to the Torah. The Torah says wear tzitzis. The Torah says save a Jewish person. And if I'm not allowed to put myself in a dangerous situation to wear tzitzis, l'chora, I shouldn't be allowed to put myself in a dangerous situation to save another Jew. That was the question they asked Moshe Feinstein. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not obligated, does that mean that you're not allowed to? Or no, it means that you're not obligated, but you're allowed to if you choose to. So Moshe Feinstein dealt with this, and he says the following. Avo mistaber, it makes sense to me, she'echolok lav loisamir adam reyecha, mishar lav in l'inin iser. De bishar lav in ha'osu lahachnes atzim l'safik sakana, kadesh l'yavar alav. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, this obligation to save a Jew is different than any other mitzvah in the Torah or any other prohibition in the Torah. Let me explain. What Rav Moshe means is like this. Let's say I'll pick a prohibition in the Torah. There's a prohibition in the Torah of wearing shatnez, which is wearing woolen linen in one shirt. Okay, that's a prohibition, you're not allowed to. Let's say the only way to avoid this prohibition would be to put myself in a dangerous situation, in a suffix sakana, in a somewhat dangerous situation. Am I allowed to do that? The answer is no. You are not allowed to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation to avoid the prohibition of shatnez. You're not allowed to. You have to put on shatnez. I don't know what the case offhand, but you're not allowed to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to avoid a potential prohibition. You have to do the prohibition. That's the halacha, pikuach nefesh. That's what pikuach nefesh says. If, let's say, I want to put myself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to avoid touching muksa on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do that. I have to touch muksa because I have to take care of my life. Says R. Moshe Feinstein, however, this obligation of saving another Jew is different. Meaning, one would argue that the same way I'm not allowed to put myself in a dangerous situation in order to avoid wearing shatnez, and I have to wear shatnez, so too in our discussion, one would assume that I'm not allowed to put myself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to avoid saving my friend. Meaning, if I have a Jew who's dying on the floor, I have an obligation to save him. If I don't save him, I'll be transgressing a sin in the Torah, similar to wearing shatnez. And if I'm obligated to wear shatnez in a, meaning I'm obligated to not worry about shatnez in a dangerous situation, then I'm l'chora obligated to not worry about saving him in a dangerous situation. And therefore, if it's somewhat dangerous, not only am I not obligated to save him, I'm not allowed to save him, because I'm not allowed to do things dangerous in order to adhere to the Torah. I have to worry about my life. Says R. Moshe Feinstein, this mitzvah is different. When it comes to saving another Jew, you are allowed to. Why? Because it's different than shatnez. Because at the end of the day, when you go into that, when you jump into that water, and you pull that woman out, you saved another Jewish person's life. So it's not like shatnez. When it comes to shatnez, when it comes to another prohibition in the Torah, you're obligated to not worry about the prohibition when it comes to dangerous situations. If it's dangerous, do the prohibition. I don't care about the prohibition. The prohibition doesn't matter right now. It's too dangerous to worry about it. But when it comes to saving another Jewish person's life, if a woman is drowning in the water, and if you jump in, it'll be dangerous. So yeah, you're not obligated. But says R. Moshe Feinstein, you're allowed to jump in, even though you wouldn't be allowed to jump in if it meant trying to, you know, find tefillin. If the tefillin are floating in the water, you're allowed to jump in? Absolutely not. Because it's too dangerous. But when it comes to jumping in to save a person's life, you are allowed to, says R. Moshe. Because at the end of the day, what's the result? The result before is you had tefillin. That's very nice, but it's not important enough to risk your life. But the result over here is I saved a Jewish woman's life. That's enough that you're allowed to take the risk. So therefore, R. Moshe Feinstein says, even according to our halacha, which is that you're not obligated to put yourself in a dangerous situation in order to save a person's life. However, you're allowed to. You're not obligated, but you're allowed to. That's the opinion of Moshe Feinstein. However, the Radvaz disagrees. The Radvaz in Chelek Gimel Siman Tov Resh Chaf Zayin writes that someone who puts himself in a dangerous situation in order to save his friend, because he's not obligated, he's not allowed to. He says, Hareza Chassid Shaita. This is someone who thinks he's a chassid, but he's an idiot. Meaning, he's not doing the right thing. The same way the Torah says that when it's a dangerous situation, you don't have to worry about the obligation to wear tzitzis, so too when it's a dangerous situation, you do not have to worry about the obligation to save another Jew. And if you jump in that water to save another Jew, then you're an idiot. Because you're putting yourself in a dangerous situation for no reason, and you're not allowed to do that. So to summarize, what we have is an original machlokes rishonim, whether a Jew is obligated to put himself in a dangerous situation, in a somewhat dangerous situation, a suffix sakana, a doubtful life-threatening situation, in order to save another Jew who is in a full life-threatening situation. And we paskin, most opinions paskin, that you're not obligated. And says R. Moshe Feinstein, although you're not obligated, you're allowed to. But says the Radvaz disagrees. The Radvaz feels that because you're not obligated, you're not allowed to. So according to Radvaz, if it's a potentially life-threatening situation, you're not allowed to put yourself in danger in order to save someone else. So this is all very nice. But how is this relevant to our discussion? So I'll tell you how this is relevant. About 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when this Shaila was really introduced to all the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael about whether I'm allowed or obligated to donate a kidney in order to save another Jewish person's life. You have someone who's on dialysis, they need a kidney. I have two. Am I allowed or am I obligated to donate a kidney to save someone else? So the poskim say it's 100% relevant based on the discussion that we just had. Because they perceived it, well, we'll see whether this is true today, they perceived it, after speaking to doctors, they felt that donating a kidney is a potentially life-threatening surgery for the one giving the kidney. The one who's donating the kidney is putting himself into a potentially dangerous situation in order to save someone else from a life-threatening situation. So they said it'll 100% depend on what we just said. According to the Haggai's Maimonides, that you're obligated to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to save your friend. According to the Haggai's Maimonides, you're obligated to donate a kidney. For now, we'll see whether this changes now, but later. But you're obligated to put yourself in this surgery in order to save a friend. But according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Rif, you're not obligated. You're not obligated to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to save your friend. Now, okay, so I'm not obligated, but am I allowed to? So according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, even though I'm not obligated, I'm still allowed to have the surgery. But according to the Radvaz, who says that if it's somewhat dangerous, if you do this, you're a chassid shota, you're an idiot, you're not allowed to. So according to the Radvaz, you're not allowed to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to save your friend. So says Rav Yitzchak Weiss, the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, he was asked this shaila, are you allowed to or obligated to donate a kidney in order to save someone else? He quotes the Radvaz, and he says, also litrim kliya, kilya, l'chayla kliyois, shenishkepes loisakana, you're not allowed to donate a kidney in order to save someone else. Shail v'kayemes efshari shal sakana b'mais anituah shal atarim habriya. Because it's considered dangerous to put yourself in that situation, to donate a kidney, surgery is dangerous. And even more than that, down the line, having one kidney as opposed to two can lead to life-threatening situations. So by having this surgery, you're putting yourself into a potentially life-threatening situation. And according to the Ravaz, it's not allowed. The Tzitz Eliezer also felt this way in Chilek Tesim Memhei. He says that I don't want to give a permissible ruling. Now, Tzitz Eliezer is saying I'm not willing to allow it until the doctors tell me that it's not dangerous. But until I hear otherwise, it's too dangerous, and you're not allowed to, according to the Radvaz. So this is obviously relevant for a lot of things. This is not only relevant for kidney, this is relevant for a liver donation, donating a part of your liver, which is even more dangerous. Anytime you're doing something that you're putting yourself in a potentially life-threatening situation in order to save your friend, according to the Radvaz, you're not allowed to. According to Ramesh Feinstein, you are allowed to. So it would depend. You'd have to ask a Rav. These Rabbanim were under two impressions. They were under the impression that we rule like the Radvaz, not like Rav Moshe Feinstein. And secondly, they were under the impression that donating a kidney is considered dangerous. Okay. Now, if it is dangerous, if it is considered suffix sakana, if you speak to a doctor and they say, listen, you know, a doctor will always tell you there's always some levels of danger when you have anesthesia, when you have surgery. But if they say that donating a kidney is a 40% chance that you might die or this might lead to death, then that's 100% our discussion. 50%, 60%, whatever they say the percentage is. According to the Radvaz, you're not allowed to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to save your friend. But according to Ramesha Feinstein, you are. Fine. So Rav Avadya Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in Tshuva Sicha V'Das Chelek Gimel Simen Pei Dalet, was asked this shaila, am I allowed or am I obligated to donate a kidney in order to save someone else? He quotes our whole discussion, and then he quotes the opinion of Rav Yitzchak Weiss and Minchas Yitzchak that you're not allowed to because it's dangerous. And he says the following words, Ulam Be'emes, however, it's not true. Shenim Salonu Mepi Roif Mumchim, I've been told by doctors, experts, V'yirei Shemayim, those who fear heaven, Shedargus Hasikun Baitzas Hakel Akliya La'adam Atarim, that the surgery of giving a kidney to someone else, Humuetis Ma'id, the danger is very, very small. Uketishim V'tisha Achuzim Mis Me'atarimim Chayuzim B'ryoisim Atkina, and 99% of people survive the surgery. Ulafiza, and therefore says Rav Avadya, Kol Masha Skimu Aposkim Anal Shahasila Hachnis Atzmo B'Safek Sakana. This whole discussion that we've been having till now of the Radvaz, of Rav Moshe Feinstein, of the Haggai's Maimonides, of the Rosh, of whether you're allowed to put yourself in a dangerous situation in order to save your friend, Zerak B'Safek Ashakel. They're only discussing a case where you're putting yourself in a dangerous situation, meaning 50-50. It's 50% that you'll die, 50% that you'll live. Masha'en kibinidishalanu. but not in our discussion. Says Rav Avad Yosef, the only time there's an issue, according to the Radvaz, that you're not allowed to put yourself in a potentially dangerous situation in order to save your friend, that's only when there's a 50% chance that you'll die. Meaning, we said till now, what was the case that I was discussing? The case I was discussing is, you have a woman who's drowning, she'll die 100% unless you jump in. If you jump in, it can get dangerous for you. Every time a lifeguard jumps into the ocean, there's a small percentage chance that he'll get hurt. What if he hits his head? What if a jellyfish stings him and he drowns? There's always a small percentage. But obviously, the answer is we don't care about the percentage. Every time a Hatzalah member drives someone who's dying to the hospital, is there a chance they get in a car accident? There's a chance. But what's the percentage? Says Rav Avadya, the whole discussion of whether you're allowed to, whether you're obligated, that's only if it's 50-50. Meaning, you're putting yourself in a situation like the case with the soldiers on the front lines. The soldier's shot and he's about to die. And you have to jump in, like on D-Day, they have to get to him. That's a 50, let's say the percentage was 60% of people who will go to that soldier will get shot. So then that's the Shaila. That's when the Radvaz says you're not allowed to. But if it's 2%, meaning if it's under 50%, if it's a small percentage doesn't matter. You're obligated to put yourself in a Safek Sakana. Meaning, everyone agrees that if it's less than 50% dangerous, that you're obligated to put yourself in such a danger. That's what he says. Meaning, that for our discussion, says Rav Avadya, when it comes to donating a kidney, right? If it's less than 50%, that's not called Safek Sakana. If it's 5% people that die or get put in life-threatening situations, 5% is not enough for our discussion to matter, and you got to save someone else's life. I actually did a little bit of research a while back, and I found in the survey of the United States Transplant Centers, American Journal of Transplantation, this is the Morbidity and Mortality After Living Kidney Donation Survey in 1999, that they said that out of 10,000 people who donate in kidneys, two of them died from the surgery. So that obviously backs up Rav Avadya's percentage. Now, it could be that later on you have to know how much it affects their lifespan. That's obviously you have to speak to a doctor. But Rav Avadya is telling us, is a very big yesod, that our entire discussion till now of whether you're obligated to put yourself in a dangerous situation, whether you're allowed to put yourself in a dangerous situation, that's only a person who's putting himself in a situation where there's a 50% chance that he's going to die. But if there's only a 2% chance, a 10% chance that he's going to die, he's got to dive into that water. Every time you jump into the water, a lifeguard jumps into the water, there's a chance he's going to die. But it's less than 50. If it's less than 50, you got to jump in. That's what Rav Avadya tells us. He proves this from the Ravaz himself. The Ravaz himself was the one who wrote in Chelek Gimel Siman Tav Resh Chaf Zayin that to put yourself in a potentially dangerous situation is not allowed. Yet the Ravaz in Chelek Bey Siman Resh Yud Ches B'lushenis HaRambam says that you are obligated to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation. It's a straight up contradiction. So the answer Rav Avadya says it's not a contradiction. It depends the level of danger. If the level of danger that you're putting yourself into is 50% or more, then you're not allowed to. If it's 50% or less, if it's 49% dangerous, you are allowed to. And then you'd be obligated to. That's what he says. And really, the Radvaz himself writes this in Chelek Bey Siman Resh Yud Ches. These are the words of the Radvaz. If the danger is more than 50%, meaning it's leaning towards for sure that you're going to die, you're not allowed to do, you don't have to put yourself in a dangerous situation if it's more than 50% dangerous. That's when the Radvaz says that you're an idiot for doing this. Avol, however, says the Ravaz, this is the major line. If masafik einay mochra elonaita el hatzala, if majority tells you that you'll survive, meaning if it's 50% or more of a chance that you'll survive, v'hula yistakin and you won't get in danger, v'la yhitzel and you don't save this person, avol alay samar adam riecha. Then, if you didn't save that person, you transgressed a sin. So, just to summarize one more time, because this is important for kidney donations, but this is really important to know in Kol HaTorah Kula. you should know that these halachas of saving people, pikuach nefesh, all these things, you're obligated to learn it before the shaila happens, because when the shaila comes up, there's no time to check up the halachas. That's why it's so important to learn these halachas. There's an obligation to save another Jew, kolei samar damreyecha. However, you're not allowed to give up your own life to save another Jew, because pikuach nefesh is docha kolei tarakula. Chayecha kodim, your life takes precedence. The Geis Maimon has said that a Jew is obligated to put himself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to save someone else. Meaning, you're obligated to put yourself in a situation, even though there's a 60% chance you're going to die, you still have to put yourself in that situation in order to save someone else. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Rambam, Rif, Rosh, everyone disagrees. And that's the halacha, you're not obligated. Says R' Moshe Feinstein, although you're not obligated to put yourself in a somewhat dangerous situation in order to save your friend, you're allowed to. Okay. The Ravaz disagrees. The Ravaz says, not only are you not obligated, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to put yourself in a dangerous situation. And if you do, you're an idiot. That's what he says. Therefore, based on this, many poskim felt that you're not obligated and not allowed to even donate a kidney, because the surgery is so dangerous that it's too dangerous to put yourself in such a situation. Rav Avadya disagrees, because Rav Avadya proves from the Ravaz himself that the whole time it's a problem to put yourself in a dangerous situation is only if after you put yourself in that situation there's a 50% chance that you'll die. But if it's less than 50%, you got to take that chance. You got to jump in. Every time, you know, if there's a woman drowning, she's 100% going to die, and you want to jump in, you want to know if you're obligated to jump in, so it'll depend. If after jumping in, the torrents are so crazy, there's a 50% or more chance that you'll die, you're not allowed to jump in, according to the Ravaz. But if after jumping in, you know that there's only a 10% chance that you'll die, 20, 30, 40, you're obligated to jump in. That's what the Ravaz says. The last thing I want to deal with before we go into the second part of the discussion is that means something very interesting. That would mean, according to Ravad Yosef, because donating kidneys is not dangerous, that if a Jew calls you up, okay, you don't even have to know them. They say, listen, I'm a Jewish guy, I live in Brooklyn, you don't know me, but you're a match for my kidney, please donate a kidney or I'll die. According to the Ravaz, because it's not so dangerous, you're mechuyev. You're obligated, according to everyone, to stop what you're doing and donating a kidney. That's a big halacha, that's a big deal. Meaning it's not just like you're allowed to, you're obligated. That's unbelievable. Says Ravadia, if you look at the Ravaz himself in Chela Gimel Samatafresh Chavzayin, he says there is no obligation to donate organs in order to save someone else. Normally, yes, you're obligated to put yourself in a dangerous situation in order to save someone else. So you're obligated to jump in water, and you're obligated to go help someone who's choking and all these things. But when it comes to donating limbs, you're not obligated. Why? Meaning you're supposed to, it's a nice thing, it's a mitzvah, but there's no obligation. These are the words that are advised. Vesu, dechsev derechel darchinayam, the ways of the Torah are sweet. Vitzarech mishpatei toraseinu, yumaskim malaseichel v'hasvara. And the laws of the Torah have to make sense to our intellect. Ve'eich yala al batenu, so therefore how could it be? She'yaniach adam l'sames einav, o lachtoch has yado o raglo, k'desh l'yamisas chavero. We've been talking about donating kidneys, which is internally. Let's say, says the Ravaz, they found a way that if you donate your eye, you could save someone else. So he says, how could it be that the Torah would obligate me to be blind? Hilkach, einach roa tamla dinzel midis chasidus. Vashem chelka mishi yuchlam baza. Therefore, to donate a limb, it's a nice thing to do. It's a beautiful thing to do. But there can't be an obligation. Meaning, although normally there's an obligation to put yourself in a potentially dangerous situation in order to save your friend if it's less than 50% dangerous, and donating kidneys is, let's assume it's less than 50% dangerous, as Rav Avadya says, that being said, you're still not obligated. Why? Says the Ravaz, an unbelievable teaching, it can't be that the Torah would obligate Jews to lose limbs. It can't be. It can't be. Because then, take it a step further. What if they have diseases that the only way to save someone is to give them your leg? So then half of Klal Yisrael is going to have no legs, or Chalal Son? Half of Klal Yisrael is going to have no eyes, half of Klal Yisrael is going to have no kidneys, no livers? Can't be. Cannot be. There can't be an obligation for Jews to give up limbs or organs. Can't be. Therefore, although there's no obligation, you definitely should. So therefore, so says Rav Avadya, even according to the Ravaz, even according to everyone, that you're obligated to put yourself in a potentially dangerous situation, you're not obligated to give up your limbs. You should, It's Midas Chasidus. It's a beautiful thing to do if you're able to be omid all that, but there's no obligation. So to summarize at the end, I'm not going back on all the opinions, but to summarize, says Rav Avadia, L'kuli alma, according to everyone, there's no obligation to donate a limb. Fine. That's the first part. Now I want to go to the second part of our discussion. Won't be too long. The question is, let's say someone did. He had surgery, he donated a kidney, donated a liver, whatever it is, and he survived, and he's better now. Should he recite Birchas HaGomel? Birchas HaGomel is the obligation. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that there are four people that need to thank Hashem. There are four situations. Every time you go through a dangerous situation, you have to thank Hashem by getting up in front of the Torah and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bekenem Aglam, HaGol, Chayom, Tov, Shiglani, Kol Tov. There's a special bracha called Birchas HaGomel. The four people that have to get bench Gomel, the four people that have to recite Gomel, are people who went through the desert, people who went through the sea, people who left prison, and people who got better from a disease, from a sickness. So this one would fall under the category of sickness, right? You went to the hospital, you had a full surgery, you recovered a couple days later, so you should have to recite Birchas HaGomel. What's the issue? What's the question? The reason why this case is a little different, and this is a discussion amongst the poskim, because over here, you made yourself sick, right? Normally, when someone's sick, Rahman al-Islam, they have cancer. And then Baruch Hashem, a couple years later, they get better. They have a full remission. They're good. They have the doctors say they're healthy. They get up and they recite Gomel. They're thanking Hashem, but they didn't do it to themselves. Hashem made them sick and Hashem removed the sickness. Over here, it's very funny. You made yourself sick. You went into the hospital. You were a healthy person. You went into the hospital and you told the doctor, take out one of my kidneys. Then you got sick because you had the surgery, and now you're better. So maybe you don't have to recite Gomel if you put yourself in a dangerous situation. That's a discussion amongst the poskim. Now, the Tzitzliezer really points out, someone asked the Tzitzliezer this question. So the Tzitzliezer, before he got to his discussion, pretty much, I want to, just in other words, the question is, are you obligated to recite Gomel when you put yourself in the dangerous situation? So someone asked the Tzitzliezer, what's the question? Every time someone goes on a boat, right? The Gemara says, if you go on a boat ride, you have to recite Gomel. Why were they going on a boat ride? Obviously, it was optional. No one forced them to go on a boat, yet they still recited Gomel. So clearly, even if you put yourself in the situation, you're obligated to recite Gomel. Says the Tzitzliezer, it's a little different. The Tzitzliezer writes in Chelek Yud, Simen Chav Hei, Perek Chav Gimel, that over there, it's a little different, because when you go on a boat ride, when you go, let's say, on a plane ride, if you recite Gomel on a plane, or if you go through the desert, yes, you did that to yourself. You went through the boat. You went on the boat. You went through the desert. But it's a little different. Over there, you did things that are considered normal in the eyes of the world. If you, let's say, need to go to Israel, and you fly on a plane to Israel, that makes sense. No one will think that you're a crazy person. No one will say, why are you doing this to yourself? No one will say, that's considered normal. That's considered a normal occurrence. Having a healthy person go into the hospital and say, cut out my limb, even though it's to save someone else, it's not considered a normal occurrence. It's not considered something that the average person says, oh yeah, I do that all the time. So therefore, it's a little different. But that's the question. If you put yourself in a dangerous situation, something that the average person does not do on a day-to-day basis, every time you go in a car, it's considered dangerous. But Shomer Pesachim Hashem, normal people do it. So yeah, you have to recite Gomel when you go on a plane, according to many poskim. I personally don't, but that's not a discussion for now. But when you go on a plane, it's not considered so crazy. It's what people do. Over here, this is out of the ordinary. Someone donates a limb, that's out of the ordinary. So the question is, because you did it to yourself, do you recite Gomel? So the poskim say that it's a machlokas between two Sardi Rabbanim, Rav Eliezer Nochum and Rav Yitzchak Zerachia Azulai, the father of the Chidah. The question that they asked, this is brought down in the Sefer Machzik Bracha by the Chidah and Archaim Simreish Yutes. The question is, did Yitzchak Avinu recite Gomel after the Akedah? Very interesting question. Or the Gemara relates that there were four people who entered Pardes, who entered the Kabbalistic chambers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was very dangerous for them to do that. So the question is, did they recite Gomel afterwards? Right, the Gemara says that the four entered. Rav Akiva came out at Tzaddik. One person died. One person went crazy. It was very dangerous to do this. So and also a Kohen Gadol. Every time the Kohen Gadol entered on Yom Kippur, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was considered very, very dangerous. Does that mean that he recited Gomel afterwards? That's the question they asked the father of Chida. So the father of the Chida says the following. Me'olam lo tiknu rabbanan levarich birchas ha-gomel, shi birchas hodah, the obligation to recite gomel, which is thanking Hashem, eladavka b'tzar habala adam bal karcho. This only applies to a pain that happened to a person against his will. Hashem sent it on him. V'shalomi daito, v'nas l'anes, az chayv levarich. Meaning, someone gets thrown in prison. He didn't do anything wrong. He was wrongfully imprisoned. Or someone is walking across the street and lightning hits him. It's out of the ordinary. It's not up to me. I didn't do this. And Hashem saves you. That's when you recite Gomel. But says the father of Chida, but if something, you did it to yourself, like the Kohen Gadol who entered the Kodesh Kedoshim willingly, or Yitzchak Avinu who went with Avram willingly, or the four people who entered the Paradise, they don't recite Gomel because they did it to themselves. However, the Chazon Nachum, Rav Eliezer Nachum, disagrees. It's brought down all in the Chida. And he says, no. He says, think about it. Why do you recite Gomel? You're thanking Hashem for saving you. Who cares why you were in the dangerous situation? As long as you came out of the situation, fine. You have to thank Hashem. This would be relevant, I guess, if someone tries to commit suicide, Rachman al-Tzan, and he survives. Should he bench Gomel? So it would be totally in this machlokas. According to the father of the Chida, no, you don't. According to the Chazon Nachum, yeah, you do. Because at the end of the day, yes. Should you have put yourself in that situation? Absolutely not. But when you were dying, and Hashem saved you, does Hashem not deserve a thank you? Of course he does. So therefore the Chazon Nachum says you should absolutely thank Hashem, regardless of whether you put yourself in the situation or whether it was put on you, you have to thank Hashem if you survived. Rav Avadya Hadaya Zatzal, in Shuvas Yaskel Avdi, Chelik Beis, Arachayim Simen Zayin, and Chelik Vav Simen Tes Vav, was asked the question. Someone got a very, very bad cold. It probably led to pneumonia. Do you bench Gomel? What's the question? Because the Gemara tells us that a cold is not sent from Hashem, it's your own fault. Should have worn a coat. Like every good Jewish mother says, you should have worn a coat. So they ask, and the Gemara says, that colds come from you. They come from people. People bring colds upon themselves by not being taking care of themselves. So they asked, Rav Avadya Hadaya, someone was very, very sick from a cold. So maybe he shouldn't bench Gomel because he did it to himself. So says Rav Avadya Hadaya, I agree, no benching Gomel. He says, it's a machlokes, as we saw before, Rav Elazar Nachum, and the father of the Chida, and he says, therefore, safik brachos lahakal. Anytime there's a question whether you should recite a bracha, it's always best to avoid it. And therefore, says Rav Avadya Hadaya, you should not recite a bracha. So according to the, and also the Michas Yitzchak also says this, so according to these poskim, if you were to have a kidney donation, and you put yourself having an elective surgery, you don't recite Gomel afterwards, because you did it to yourself. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in Yichavadas Chelik Dalet Simin Yedalet quotes the opinion of Rav Avadya Hadaya and quotes this whole discussion, and he says, I disagree. And he quotes the Sefer Sde Aretz. The Sde Aretz is in Chelik Gimel Simin Zayin, was asked the same question about you got a cold, so you brought it to yourself. Do you recite Gomel? And he says the following. Even though I heard from this Rav Yehuda Cohen, whoever that was, that says Sha'amar, he says, even though I heard some Rabbanim, this is also Rav Avadya Hadaya and the father of the Chida, that because you did it to yourself, you don't recite Gomel. However, even though you made yourself sick, but who removed the sickness? HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the sickness. Doctors aren't healing you, they're just messengers of Hashem. Hashem Yisbaruch Sholech Dvar HaTovir Apeyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves you. Then you have to save Hashem. Thank Hashem. Hashem saved you at the end of the day. Should you have made yourself sick? No, but Hashem saved you. So because Hashem saved you, he deserves a thank you. And that's the opinion of Avadya Yosef. So it comes out, if you have surgery to donate a kidney, to donate a liver, whatever you do, elective surgery, and you put yourself in a dangerous situation, so there's a big debate amongst the poskim whether you should recite Gomel. The Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Avadya Hadaya, father of the Chida, all say you don't recite Gomel because they say you put yourself in this situation. You don't recite Gomel if you put yourself, you're an idiot for putting yourself in a situation. You don't recite Gomel. However, Rav Elazar Nachum, the Sde Aretz, and Rav Avadya Yosef all feel that you have to recite Gomel because although you put yourself in the situation and maybe you shouldn't have, But at the end of the day, did Hashem save you? Yes, Hashem saved you. If Hashem saved you, then you deserve to thank Him for what you did. As I always say, a Rav should be consulted through all these things. All questions could be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.